A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, good morning, everyone. Today, this gospel reading, I think, can be one that can challenge us because I think Jesus asked this question, which I think is the most important question in the whole world that you will ever answer, and that is, who do you say that Jesus is? You know, he starts the question by saying, who do people say that I am? And I'm sure many of you have heard lots and lots of stories about who Jesus was. Maybe you've read a few books, some good books, some theology, all sorts of information about who Jesus was or is. But after it's all said and done, at some point we're faced with that all-important question, okay, what about you? Who do you say that Jesus is? And I think if we say that Jesus is Lord, Jesus is God, then I think the next question is, am I living that? You know, do other people see me, and do they believe that I believe that Jesus is Lord? Or do they say, you know, this person says that Jesus is Lord, but his life is so confusing because he doesn't act like it. And so I think that's a fundamental question for each one of us. Who do you say that Jesus is? And then are we living that faith, and are we becoming good examples to others? You know, some people will have the saying that, you know, Jesus was a prophet. You know, that was one of the answers that the disciples gave Jesus. He's a prophet, or he's a holy person. But is that what Jesus' example of his life was about? I mean, to me, it doesn't square with things that Jesus said about himself. Last week, we heard about the woman who was running after Jesus asking for a healing for her daughter. And she ends up prostrating herself, the scripture says, and worshiping Jesus. And if Jesus were a prophet, he would have said, "Hey, come on, get up. You know, don't. That's for God only. You know, you shouldn't worship me. You shouldn't prostrate yourself in front of me." But Jesus, he didn't correct her or anything like that. How about Saint Thomas, when he puts his fingers into the nail marks, and he says, "My Lord and my God." Jesus didn't say, "Oh, come on, Thomas, I'm just a prophet, you know, I'm just a good person." No, Jesus accepted Thomas's worship. How about when Jesus forgave sins? And the Pharisees say, "Who can forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins." And so Jesus said, "I know, but that you may believe, let me show you a little miracle." And so Jesus' life is replete with examples of things that prophets would never do or prophets would never say. And to back it up, he had a plethora of miracles to accompany his words. And so you can't just say that Jesus was a prophet, because a prophet wouldn't have said the things that Jesus says. And I love the way that C.S. Lewis kind of framed it. You know, C.S. Lewis was a great literature scholar. He was from England, and he spoke about this on the BBC, as well as his famous book, Mere Christianity. And I want to quote. It's a little bit of a lengthy quote, but I love the way that he writes. Very poetic. And so let me read to you how C.S. Lewis put it. He says, "I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him." He's speaking about Jesus. "I am ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would be either a lunatic, on the level with a man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Now it seems to me obvious that he was neither a lunatic nor a fiend, and consequently, however strange or terrifying or unlikely it may seem, I have to accept the view that he was and is God." End of the quote there. So the same question, I think, comes down to each one of us. After all is said and done, and we've done our reading, we've done our research, we've heard what other people have said about Jesus, it comes down to that important question: who are you prepared to declare Jesus to be? And if we believe that Jesus was God, it should change our lives. It should change our lives. We should try to imitate Jesus in his love for the poor. We should strive to imitate Jesus in his mercy, in the way that we're called to forgive people. We should try to imitate Jesus in his respect for God and others, the words, the language that we use. Other people should be able to look at us and answer the question for us. You know, who do I say that Jesus is? You know, I have a friend of mine. She's a little Vietnamese woman. And she, in her house, she has a collection of rosaries. I think she's got every variation of the rosary that's ever been made. Whenever I go on a pilgrimage, you know, I say, "You want me to bring you anything back?" She's like, "Oh yeah, a rosary." I was like, "You got like 1,000 of them." And she's like, "Well, I don't have one that's kind of in between. It's not red, but it's not brown. It needs to be like the in-between color. I don't have one of those yet." So she's got like every rosary you can imagine. She's got every picture like that's ever been painted of Jesus all over her house. You go in her house, you feel like you're inside of a church, right? Or every crucifix, she's got crucifixes all over. There's no question to me who she thinks Jesus is. And that should be easily read by our family, by our coworkers, and anybody who gets to know you. Who do you say that Jesus is? And if you claim that Jesus is God, it makes no sense for you to believe that Jesus is God and not change your life as a result of it. And so today's gospel is challenging because it's asking us the question, and I believe that all of you are here on 7:30 on Sunday morning because you do believe that Jesus is Lord. And so then the question or the challenge comes to us: am I living that? Am I showing the world an example of faith by the way that I am striving to follow after Jesus, to imitate him in all areas of my life? Am I growing? Am I a little bit more of a disciple today than I was yesterday? And am I looking for areas in my life in the future that I can be closer to Jesus in the way that I'm living my life? Amen.